Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. In 2014, 12 South Dakota craft breweries produced just over 146,000 gallons of beer. According to the Brewers Association, the economic impact on the state, nearly $75 million. That happened to be last in the nation, while craft beer production was second last. But that has a lot to do with South Dakota's low population. Per capita, the economic impact is 36th in the country, and the number of breweries per capita, 16.
At the very least, we can see that it has grown. So over the past 5 years, you can see the trend line. And that's positive. You know, a lot of people, when they talk about industries, they, whether it be big screen manufacturers or cheese plants or everything, they talk about growth. And South Dakota has had a flourishing growth. We still don't have a whole lot of craft breweries here, but the growth itself has been quite amazing.
Seth Cook there, head brewer and co-owner of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings, using Brewers Association numbers. Seth says the state's doing pretty well when it comes to the number of craft brewers.
South Dakota ranks number 43 in the nation when it comes to craft brewery count. At the time that the Brewers Association data was last updated, they had 12 active breweries. Now, this is interesting because, I mean, that's certainly far from dead last. I mean, the Delaware, Rhode Island, West Virginia, Hawaii, Oklahoma, District of Columbia, Mississippi, North Dakota, they all had fewer brewery counts, given some of those breweries were a lot bigger.
And the number of craft brewers will continue to grow in South Dakota, with as many as 10 breweries in the planning or construction phase.
The trend is probably the most important. We're going to see continually growing numbers. I don't believe Fernson was counted in this out of Sioux Falls. I know that the guys at Woodgrain were not counted, out of Sioux Falls were not counted in this, and I believe the guys out in Lead at were not counted in this. So there's three, and then Watertown, so there's four. So now we've went from 12 to 16, and that's just the conversation we've just had. And I know there's more from that. So that in and of itself shows a great growth in quantity.
It's very possible there could be 20 craft breweries in South Dakota by sometime next year. Even with just the current number, South Dakota is no longer a craft beer wasteland.
So you have about two craft breweries for every 100,000 adults. What makes that compelling is if you look at both of our neighbors here, if we look at Iowa, they have 2.07 craft breweries per 100,000 adults, and Minnesota has 1.86. So in the ranking system, Iowa ranks 15 on breweries per capita, South Dakota ranks 16 on breweries per capita, and Minnesota ranks 17 on breweries per capita. So we don't have a large number of breweries, but I think we're in the right spot. It just as fun trivia, Vermont is number one, Oregon is number two, Colorado is number three, and Montana is number four. And then our friends over in Wyoming are number five. They have 22 breweries and a state drinking population of 418,000.
And with those craft breweries comes construction, purchasing of materials, jobs, even tourism. More on the economic impact of craft beer in South Dakota when Beer Untapped continues. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss the economic impact of craft beer in South Dakota. The Brewers Association says it tops $75 million in this state. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says the impact of a local brew pub is really kind of hard to measure.
We have 8 to 10 full-time employees at any time. We purchase all of our building materials locally as much, you know, and anything we can possibly get. We try to buy locally. We support, you know, local bread makers. You know, we support local artists. There's there's things that you just can't count that small businesses contribute to a community. The money that is spent on our employees goes back to rent or houses that they've bought here, back to guests, back to entertainment in the city itself. There's a splash effect that when people buy a Wooden Legs Brewing Company beer, not only do they buy a quality beer that's made here, but they help to pay for people that have made it. They help to pay for those people that have helped support them. They help to pay for even materials that are, you know, that is the real economic impact. You know, that's like hitting a stone in a puddle and seeing all the ripple effects.
I found this really interesting. Since Wooden Legs is open, there's been a large increase in craft beer sales in Brookings. Seth says that word comes from the distributors.
That when we opened up, they saw a marked increase of nearly 20% of craft beer sales in the city of Brookings. Now, that's not just us. That's not, you know, that you can't say that that's just one building and one set of brick and mortar locations has increased craft beer sales by 20%. But when that opens up, now other bars, other restaurants, other places have a desire. They have exposure to it. You know, there's been new restaurants that have opened even since we've been open that have dedicated themselves to doing craft beer. So it's a ripple effect, and I'm very, very, very excited to see it.
They're obviously helping to open people's eyes to craft beer. There's also a relatively new trend out there, beer tourism. People will travel specifically to cities with craft breweries. And Brookings has already seen some of that.
We have been very fortunate to meet some people that have come to Brookings just because this is here. You know, we've had people that are traveling between Canada and, you know, down to Nebraska that they've stopped in because they saw us on Yelp or TripAdvisor. We've had tour buses call us and say, we'd like to stop in Brookings. And we've had people that have stopped over at Nick's and then brought a bag of hamburgers or 10 over to the brewing company here. So there's a lot of things that you can't really put your finger on exactly where they come from. But I can confidently say that we've brought a new type of tourist to Brookings.
And he believes the future is bright for craft beer in South Dakota.
What's really kind of cool about the breweries that have started in South Dakota is that they are homegrown. These breweries have seen the opportunity. A lot of the brewers have lived here all of their life and were born here and understand the importance of it. And instead of having outside sources come in and having a whole lot of other breweries or contingent arms start breweries in South Dakota, a lot of it has been homegrown guys just to realize that the importance of the state and the importance of brewing in the state.
Finally today, let's head to the Brookings Liquor Store and see what's new. Drew Eklund starts us out with a couple of beers from Green Flash.
From their Hop Odyssey series, we have the Mosaic Session IPA and the Citra Session IPA, both $5.99 for the Bombers. Green Flash is an immensely talented brewery. They knocked it out of the park with both of these. These are probably the most flavorful session IPAs I've had. A couple of new beers from High Hops Brewery out of Windsor, Colorado. The first one is called the Honeyed One. It's $9.99 for the six-pack cans. It's a red ale. It's kind of a honey bomb. I wasn't expecting it to be so honey flavored. But it has a slightly hoppy aftertaste, so that kind of cuts the sweetness down a bit, so it's actually pretty drinkable. The next one is also from High Hops. It's called the Dark One, also $9.99 for the six-pack cans. This is a milk stout. I tasted a little bit of milk chocolate at first, followed by a ton of dark chocolate. This one is very bitter, so if you like dark chocolate, you'll love this one.
That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.